joining us on air on East Coast Breakfast on East Coast Radio right now is a guy who's involved with something called Buy a Brick, Build a Home campaign, the Mshali Family Home. Good morning, Wandile.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
I want to go right to the beginning of the story. You have quite an inspirational story where, was it Sibusiso Sithole who got involved?
James Nxumalo.
James Nxumalo got involved. Tell us how that happened.
So basically, I just finished high school. I always had this dream of going to study architecture at Andrews University in Michigan. And I wanted to develop Durban. And I'd grown up in a shanty town in Mawodi, and also I've grown up in Kumashi, and I wanted to use architecture to alleviate to build communities where I came from.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd seen the creativity of the people, and I just wanted to be able to help. So I went up to the mayor asking for funding to go overseas to go study.
Mm.
And one of the hardest things you can do in Durban is try to get to the mayor.
Yeah.
So that's like mission impossible.
Yeah.
After having gone to the city hall 1,000 times, it so happened that there were floods in Durban, and the mayor just happened to be walking in whilst I was sitting there.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Who is this kid?"
Yeah.
And so I seized that opportunity, and I did my little pitch about how I want to develop Durban and how I had a partial scholarship overseas, and I needed a little bit of funding to help me to be able to do that.
That's amazing. This is the I tell people all the time, you mustn't wait for luck. You must be prepared for when luck arrives, because that's what happened.
I had a proposal ready about like how I wanted to develop Durban. I had already gotten a lot of critiques and questions like, why do you have to go study in America? Why didn't you go to UCT or DUT?
What did you say to those people?
Well, I believe that if we all go to UCT and DUT and schools here in South Africa, we're bound to think in a similar way, which stunts the growth of the country in terms of development architecture. What if some of us actually went overseas to already developed countries and learn how they did it, and we combine it with our local creativity to bring about excellence here in South Africa? So that's my approach.
How did then Mayor James Nxumalo react to your pitch?
He was like, we do need architects, and we do need young people who are going to help develop our city. And he asked me how much I needed.
Yeah.
So here's where the crazy part comes. I lied to him.
Nice, I love your work. All right.
I said I need 150,000 rand.
Yeah.
When in reality I needed 2,500,000 rand for my school fees. And then he started laughing at me.
Yeah.
And then he's like, it turns to his right hand man, he says, now listen, go to the Merrill Golf Awards, Merrill Education Awards, Merrill Business Awards, put all that together, give this kid money and let him go to school. And he went on to say, we've never given a single individual more than 10,000 rands.
Yeah.
And that was me going ahead by faith, saying, if I could get my first semester there, I'll figure things out once I get overseas.
And from what the feeling I get is that it was a success. You went and studied. How were you able to pay for the rest of your studies?
So that's the fun part.
It gets more fun than this. Hang on, so I'm dying to hear how you top "I lied to the mayor" with something more fun. Okay, yes.
But I got to Andrews. I did well. I got called for architecture awards.
Yeah.
And I had won best architecture freshman award.
Yeah.
Design award. And the next day, I got an email from the provost saying, "We've nominated you for the Dare to Dream scholarship. It's a rare scholarship given to 3 or 4 students every year who are going to be ambassadors of Andrews University around the world, and you're one of them. And that pays all your tuition all the way till your master's." And that's how I'm here today doing my master's.
That is insane. All right, so now, but why are you back in South Africa?
I'm back to live up to the proposal I came up with.
So we're going all the way back to that initial proposal that you gave to then Mayor James Nxumalo, saying that through architecture I can change Durban.
Yeah.
Right. In a nutshell, tell me how you're going to do that.
So I guess I didn't lie about everything.
No. Well, thanks for telling the truth on this one, because I'd like to see this happen.
So basically, what happened was I told my university that I wouldn't come back for my master's because I felt like we're designing for the top 10% of the world. Mm-hmm. What about the 90% that actually need our work?
Yeah.
And after battling with the university trying to get me back, they came back to me over the summer and said, "Hey, you're right, that's the people that we're supposed to be serving most. Mm-hmm. So we're going to change our whole master's program to fit this Ubuntu design project that you've started. And instead of you designing and building one home, we're going to come with you the whole master's class to South Africa, and we'll design the whole community in Umbumbulu. But I'm here for this couple of months to actually build the first prototype pilot projects for this disabled family in Umbumbulu.
This guy, you just gave me goosebumps. You are...
I told you it gets crazy, man.
You're amazing. When do you need, tell me a bit about Buy a Brick, Build a Home campaign.
So with this project, we've been able to start this campaign called Buy a Brick to Build a Home after having raised $10,000 in America to help us build a home. We are 50% there in terms of the funding we need to build a home. So Buy a Brick to Build a Home is there to help us raise the other 50% of construction, which is $10,000, $150,000 rands. So it's a really cool campaign. We want to create a global generation of conscious people who actually care, but whilst also having a fun spin to it.
Sure.
So you donate, you buy a brick on our online CrowdRise platform for $10 or more.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've done that, once you've donated that, you then find a random brick, you take a picture with it, a cool picture with it, and then you tag five of your friends, and then it becomes a ripple effect of generation of global change makers.
Loving this guy, I tell you. That is fabulous. And then, of course, this is the dream here is to build this as the pilot project so that research can be done, and then you can like roll this out to the rest of the world.
Yes, yes. So the plan is that the Mchali family, which is a handicapped family living in a shack in Umbumbulu, are going to be the first family recipient of this particular project. And it's been really an amazing journey working with them, because we don't believe that we know more as architects, but we make the family to be lead architects, and we partner with them in the whole design process. So if anyone would love to be a part of this project, there's of different ways that you can get involved.
Yeah.
You can buy a brick through our online platform that is going to go.gl. /ZXGVKI. That's where you can be able to donate.
Is that the website?
That's the website link.
Give me the address again there.
There it is. But you could just also look up Ubuntu Design Group.
Not Google, it's goo.gl.
Yeah, goo.gl.
It's a very difficult page to go to. All right, so if you have a Sharpie lying around, just write this down, goo.gl/ZXGVK1. Or alternatively, is there like a Facebook page or an account we go to?
Yes, ubuntudesigngroup.com.
ubuntudesigngroup.com.
Yes.
That little bit that you only threw in at the end, I feel is one of the most important things, and we've left it out, is that part of your design and architecture and your mission is to make these, I don't call them units, but structures, handicap friendly.
Yes.
Handicap useful.
All
integrating the entire family, so no one struggles any more than anyone else. That little piece of information there, standalone, is brilliant enough, and I don't know why you just threw that in as a caveat.
So that's where I get excited about the whole design.
Well, get excited. Tell me about that design part.
So basically, I see architecture as just a frame, and people are the big picture. So it's really about the people, and I think that's what has often been forgotten throughout history, whether you're looking at apartheid architecture, creating townships as kind of these working camps, or looking at historic architecture in America where they created what are now the ghettos. So how we design places define how people live.
Sure.
Churchill says that we shape our buildings, thereafter they shape who we are. So living in Durban right now, probably one of the most architecturally or spatially segregated cities in the world, right? I can almost tell where you're from just by the color of your skin, which part of the city you live in.
Sure.
So we have this unique opportunity to change that and to make a difference in the way we design places that will shape the future. So that's one thing. And then the other important thing is often people who are disabled or who are handicapped in various ways are neglected in the design process.
Absolutely, yeah.
So what we're trying to do is integrate design and the people where they are the lead architects and we follow their vision and their dreams, and designing places that reflect their cultures, their shared values, and that will help them, enable them to have opportunities, both economic and growth over time.
Wandile, this is, you are an absolute, you're a wonder. You really are. You're amazing. So we're going to tell everybody to go buy a brick and then take a picture of their random brick and share that with five people.
Hashtag buy a brick, build a home.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for getting behind such an amazing South African and now international initiative. So thank you guys for coming in.